Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a disgusting rainy Thursday. Al, nice to have you back. What is going on, man?
Hello there, Jerry. I thought I would bring up this topic of umbrellas on this rainy day.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. Well, here's my question about umbrella. I'm not an umbrella guy. Like, I do not use umbrellas. I would rather wear, like, some sort of raincoat with a hood.
Right.
Are you an umbrella guy?
On the golf course, yes. Everywhere else, no.
I feel like...
What do you do with it when you get to where you're going?
Right.
It's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass. The wind will often take it.
It can.
The biggest one to me, though, is, and I legitimately don't know what people do. I've never been able to figure this out. When it's pouring rain, you have an umbrella. You get to your car because you got to go somewhere. What are you doing?
Throw it in the back seat.
No, I'm saying, but when do you collapse the umbrella?
When I get to the car.
But so then you're collapsing the umbrella and getting soaked.
Well, it doesn't take 4 minutes to collapse the umbrella.
I know, but if it's a real downpour.
It's better than being completely drenched.
I guess. I just never was able to get to that point where it made sense, where I wasn't getting soaking wet.
Mm. I don't mind an umbrella. On the golf course, I like it a lot because I clips to my bag, throw it in the back of the car when I'm done. But, like I said, I have a raincoat that I wear tonight.
Yeah.
That I was prepared for in case I had to park far away today.
A raincoat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. I did a raincoat today.
Yeah.
And when I walk the dog, I go raincoat. And
galoshes.
Rain pants.
Okay.
Because.
That's like the snow pants.
Yeah, they're kind of like snow pants without the thickness of like a jacket.
Right.
It's a very thin.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're walking in the rain with jeans on.
Oh, it's miserable.
Oh, my gosh.
And having to do it as often as you do with the dog has just got to be brutal.
Yeah, I will say that was one of my best purchases I made, where I was like, you know, I'm getting rain. That was the worst one, Jerry. The rain pants.
Yes.
I was like, well, that's a great idea, rain pants.
I hear you.
And I sometimes feel like a loser walking around in rain pants when it's not, in fact, raining? I do sometimes.
But do you feel okay when you get back to your apartment?
Yes.
And you have not gotten soaked?
Yes. So I put sweatpants on.
Who cares what everybody thinks?
Then I put on those rain pants, Jerry.
That's all. You do you.
Are you in favor of, there's this idea that science will soon be able to determine the weather?
What do you mean? To predict it better?
Well, no, like create the weather. So
no,
like,
I don't want that. Wait, what?
Like they're going to decide, you know what? We're going to have it rain. Well, they can, like, they do these things that called cloud seeding, where they can seed the clouds to make it rain more. I think this is something they're working on.
Is that for in areas that desperately need it?
I don't know.
Can they stop rain?
Well, I was going to say, like, yeah. So, like, let's say that was doable. The science can send planes.
We're screwing around with too much.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't like that.
But what if they went like this, Jerry? Weather forecast says Memorial Day weekend is going to be a washout. Well, here's what we're going to do, though. We're going to try to move that up. We're going to have it rain Wednesday, Thursday, Friday till noon. Then we're going to promise you clear, beautiful weather until Tuesday when we're going to have to rain again.
What about the poor people that actually work Tuesday to, you know, that actually have to work Saturday to Wednesday?
Yeah.
No, it was their Thursday and Friday then.
This is for Memorial Day weekend, though. We want it to be really nice.
I don't
nice.
Like that idea. I mean, I know I what you're either. Saying. I do not like the idea of screwing around with Mother Nature. You want to tell me there's something they can do to minimize severe weather?
Yeah.
I don't love that either, but it does save a lot of destruction and loss. So that's okay.
Right. Like if a hurricane was coming, but they said, listen, we're going to send a couple planes up there. We're going to sprinkle.
And it knocks it off course.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's not screw around too much here.
Yeah, I do feel like just screwing around regularly with seeding clouds and whatever that means.
It doesn't sound great. No. You're using seed oils.
Correct.
Now it's going to be
in the clouds now.
Yeah, No, I'm not in favor of that.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Hmm. There's a inventor in Bradley Beach, New Jersey, Jerry.
Einstein Jr.?
I wouldn't call him Einstein Jr. Just based on what he invented.
Okay.
Well, he's got a product, and he's been telling me about it for a while.
Okay.
And he finally delivered me the product yesterday.
Does he have this patented already?
Yeah, he's got this all worked out.
Wow.
But he's at this phase now where he has them. And he
reusable vagina?
It. No. This is a disposable coffee cup lid. Okay? So it's the lid part. But you put a lot in disposable coffee cups too. But
right. He's
willing to just sell the lids. In the lid itself, there's a little compartment for like a little cup. You know like what creamer might come in?
Yeah.
But in that cup, mouthwash. So you don't have coffee breath after your coffee.
Good luck.
It's called Java Bright.
Okay.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Would you be investing?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, and that might do very well. I have no idea.
Hmm.
But there's also a really cool invention. It's called gum. That's gone
Did
over.
Did you patent that?
That's gone over quite well for the last 150 years.
Have you patented gum, Jerry?
I have not. And I think, listen, I'm all for trying new things. And if this takes off, God bless them. That's phenomenal. And you know what? Because I don't think it's a great idea, it probably will take off.
I wonder if it'd be better instead of like he calls it Java Bright, and that appears to be the name of the mouthwash as well that's in the coffee cup.
Right.
And then you pop it out, you peel the top off just like you would peel off the top of a creamer.
Sure.
And then you do the mouthwash. You have no... I feel like that's something you'd have to sell to like Listerine.
Well, the hope would be that they would buy it.
Yeah, that they would buy it.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, I do.
How do you market that
though? I don't know.
Like, all kidding aside, is that, do you go full out on social media? Is he spending $100,000 a month on billboards that people see it on the highways? Is he going to get, you know, local TV ads that no one's really watching anymore? Is he going to try and sponsor the Met game on Roku on Sunday morning?
No, I think what he has to do is to try to get that into, like, let's say Wawa, the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And then you get it into that store to use those lids with the mouthwash.
So almost cup. Wholesaling it.
Yeah, like wholesaling it to like, I mean.
I got to be honest. If I walked into Wawa, what is this?
Why, they that's would, our mouthwash cup.
Wawa would then have to market it. Like, hey, yes, come to Wawa. Look at this cool thing we now have. In that case, all right, I suppose.
Yeah, you want to.
It's a tough sell.
You want to separate yourself in the coffee business? Or are you going to go to 7-Eleven? Because I don't know about you, but Wawa over here has mouthwash coffee lids.
I think the problem is 7-Eleven, Dunkin' Donuts, Wawa, they do quite well already. You might have to go to Cumberland Farms
to get them
back into the mix.
Yeah. Cumberland Farms, I noticed you're not really very competitive. Kroger's, one of those.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you in a lid next week when we're back in studio.
What do you think about it? Like, you think it's got an opportunity to take off?
I think it's interesting. I would be more comfortable with it if it was Listerine.
And what am I? Here's a serious question. I've gotten very comfortable. Now, I don't go to Wawa all the time, but I will tell you, a friend of mine goes to Wawa every single day. He's got the Wawa card, everything. He gets the free coffee every 10 purchases, whatever the hell it is. And he knows he's paying 99 cents for his. How much is this going to add to the coffee now? Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, if you go in there, it's $1.39. Whoa, what happened?
Oh, you got the
No, I know, but that's going to be a thought if you're a Wawa.
Yeah.
The one thing you don't want to do, I would think, is increase prices if you don't have to, because that's why a lot of people go in there, and when they're in there for their coffee for a dollar, they end up buying other things. You don't want to send them somewhere
else. What if he just sold, instead of it in a coffee cup lid, just a shot of mouthwash, which is be less than the regular travel size, because the travel size is pricey. It's like a dollar something, $2, so sometimes $3.
So you want him to package Listerine?
In just little cups. And it's like 50 cents. I'm in there. I'm getting a coffee. Yes. Maybe I throw an extra 50 cents if I want this mouthwash.
That should be a good idea, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, I actually keep one of those little bottles in my car. I keep the sanitizer in my car, and I keep the tiny. I don't even think they're that big.
They're very small.
It's a very small little bottle of. It's not Listerine. It's
Scope.
Scope. That one.
Yeah, Scope. Here's what I would do. I would, if I'm this guy, maybe I'll work with him, Jerry. I would call Listerine. I would say, just want to run this by you because Scope is very interested.
Mm. And then when they call Scope, who? What?
Then I call Scope and I'd say, Listerine is very interested.
There you go. Get a bidding war going.
Yeah, get a bidding war
going. I really do. I hope this works because anything new that people get into is fun.
Imagine one day, Jerry, I come in and go, hey, Jerry, you remember a couple years ago I was talking about that guy who had the mouthwash in a coffee cup lid? I'm like, yeah, he sold it to Starbucks for $40 billion.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be shocked, Al. Nothing would surprise me anymore.
I know. This is what kind of craziness we're living in.
You never know what's so. Like, all you need is one CEO or whoever the purchaser is of the company, the buyer, to think it's a really cool idea. It could take off. Why not? Let me ask you this. So let's do it this way. If he went on Shark Tank, are any of them investing?
I think they'd have questions.
Okay.
They'd be like, what's this, like you said, what is this going to cost now when I go to Wawa if I want the lid with the mouthwash in it? And then they'd say, you're going to have to get this down to half a cent a mouthwash.
Here's what I would do if I were him. If you're not getting much interest, I would almost offer to give it to them on a profit share. Like, I don't want anything from you. I'm not asking you to buy it. What I'm asking you is, could you make it an option? And for everyone that is taken and sold, you know, maybe, I don't know, you've got to charge a little bit extra. We go 50-50. If it costs me 20 cents and you're, I don't even know what it costs. If it costs me 10 cents and you're charging an extra 50 cents for the cup, we get 20 cents per cup, something like that. And it's very simple. I give you 1,000 of them. I come back in a month. If there are 200 remaining, you owe me for 800 of them. If there's 999 of them, well, we split 20 cents.
Here's what I'm thinking of doing, my own social experiment.
Okay.
Next week when we're back here.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring them in.
Okay.
Put them by our coffee machines.
Okay. But they're free.
They're free. But I want to see if people are like, oh, this is intriguing. Let me take a shot of mouthwash.
Why not?
Or would they be like, what is this?
Well, everyone's going to say, what is this? Because we've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. So I think you'll have that reaction, no question. What you would need to do is stand there. If you really want to do the social experiment, like marketing, mm-hmm. and be like, would you like to try the new coffee lid that we have? Oh. It comes with mouthwash.
Mm.
And explain to them how it works.
Would you mind doing that?
No, I'm not doing that. No, I think you should stay here till 3 o'clock.
What?
And see how many people are interested in it.
What I want to do is just leave them back there and see if a buzz grows in the building.
Okay. Well, then go for it. How many are you going to bring in?
10, I don't know what 15? He gave me. I think he gave me like 4 sleeves worth of,
oh, okay,
of things. So it's enough for an experiment.
Did he tell you what his cost is?
No.
I'm curious.
I'm sure I could get that information out of him. Like, I'd love to know how much money he spent so far just to get a prototype.
Yes.
Like, that's expensive.
Sure.
To get
prototypes. Because I've got to think, I clearly don't know this, but if I'm Wawa, Dunkin' Donuts, or 7-Eleven, they are buying so many coffee cups and lids that each cup and lid might cost them a penny.
Yeah, probably not even, right?
Maybe. I don't know. There's no way that what he's doing costs less. It's going to increase the price of what they're doing somehow, unless they think this is so innovative that people are just going to come there because they need mouthwash when they have their coffee, which, it's a neat concept, but I don't know. I hope, like your bowl people, your pliable people, I hope he sells us for $1 billion in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I, quite frankly, I think you should become a 50% investor.
Start investing.
I think you should.
Hmm. Why stop there? Why not put it in hamburger wrappers?
Yes.
A pizza box right on the pizza box, mouthwash.
Right. So like there are these things called mini mouthwashes that are already out there for $1.
But then you're walking around with the bottle. You don't want to throw it out, but you didn't use it all. This is just a shot of mouthwash.
I'm not being a jerk. Are there not little Listerine wraps that you put under your tongue?
Yes. That's not you're not swishing around though.
Dude. I think this is a neat idea. I think it's a tough sell.
That does seem like a tough sell.
I do. Like, if I go to Google, if I put mouthwash minis, they make mints too, Al.
Mints?
They do.
It's not swishing around in your mouth, though.
They're mouthwash mints to go.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, dude. I mean, these are 1 ounce. They have 1 ounce bottles. You know, small 1 ounces?
Tiny amount.
It's very small.
All right, I'm going to do my experiment.
Oh, here we go.
Next week.
Portable travel size mouthwash packets. Rip and throw out.
What if this happens?
They have a lot of them, actually. Oh, look at all these. Wow.
What if this happens next week, Jerry? Someone comes around, they're like, hey, does anyone know who put the mouthwash? Duncan's very interested.
Oh, that's nice. You can't do that.
No, I'm saying, what if they come to me and go, Duncan
is
very...
You're lying.
No, I'm saying if someone comes to me and says,
right,
Duncan saw these back there, they are very excited about this.
If you told them that Duncan was interested.
No. I'm saying, what if someone came and said, hey,
like I said, I think it's phenomenal for your friend.
Duncan loves this idea.
Great. Put him in touch with your friend, or don't tell him and you steal the idea.
Ooh.
No, stop it. I'm kidding.
I'll work out a direct deal with Listerine.
There are so many little portable throwaway mouthwash products. It's ridiculous.
This guy must have had some experience with someone with bad coffee breath right in his face where he was like, oh my God, I need
haven't
to
we all?
Vent a product.
We all have.
Yeah, we have.
And we've all got it and,
Yeah, you do get coffee breath.
Absolutely. Listerine's even got a little squirt thing that you keep in your pocket.
Man, this Listerine, man.
I mean, I'm just saying, not to be a Debbie Downer, but...
Well, you'll see. I'm going to bring the product in next week, Jerry. I'm going to run a social experiment in the back. And we're going to see if... Because you're out in the newsroom. If you hear people buzzing out there where they're like, oh, have you seen the new mouthwash coffee lids?
Okay. I will let you know.
You tell me if there's a buzz growing.
What we should do, I don't think it's allowed, is set up a hidden camera.
Yeah, that is not allowed, unfortunately.
It's not, huh?
No.
Even if you don't do anything with it? And you destroy it, it's just for research purposes?
For science.
For research.
Yeah.
You're not posting it. Mm-hmm. You're not saving it. You're tossing it.
Yeah. That's
there are cameras back there.
There are cameras. That's true. I could just run.
All you're asking is to see if people are looking at it or if they're laughing at it.
Yeah. What is the audience reaction to the coffee lids?
I know.
Lids?
If you had not told me, I would look at this and be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
But now I know. Maybe not.
Maybe now you'd be like.
But that's also the whole idea of the marketing. Like, you got to get out there and explain it.
Yeah, but he can't be marketing to individuals. It's got to be to these companies, like we were talking
about. Right, but then the company has to explain it.
Yeah.
Just because Wawa thinks it's a good idea, Wawa still has to explain to their customer where there's a creamer tub on the bottom of the lid. People open it thinking it's French vanilla, and they dump the mouthwash into their coffee.
Yeah, it's got mouthwash on it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. You don't have to put out, this is mouthwash.
Yeah.
This is not creamer.
Regular cups, mouthwash cups.
Yeah. All right.
And even that, if I saw that, I'd be like, oh, cups to spit my mouthwash in? I wouldn't know.
What a disaster this could be in the Wawa.
And it could be a hit as well.
Could be a hit.
Never say never. That's what I say.
All right.
You never know.
Did you see this new thing Donald Trump's trying to pass? I guess it passed the House, and now it has to be passed by the Senate. I believe that's how this works. One of the things he's introduced in it is no tax on tips. So if you tip your waiter or waitress, they don't have to pay tax on their tips.
Oh, I think the waiters and waitresses would love that. Not that I think many are reporting them anyway, except for the ones with the credit cards.
That's true. Would it lower our tip amount to give if we knew they weren't? No, I'm saying if we knew they weren't getting taxed, would I go, instead of $20, I'm going to give $18.
No, you cheap bastard. You still give them their 20%, 20 to 25%. No.
But we base that on the fact that they were paying.
I don't. I base it on, I never think they're paying tax on
tips.
Yeah,
I don't either.
Not a chance. Again, credit card use, sure, I suppose.
You probably have to, right?
Never even enters my thought process.
I wonder how that does work with so many people paying by credit card. And does that, do they get have to pay tax on
it? Yeah. If they're getting a, see, I don't know how the restaurant distributes the tip money. If they can calculate at the end of the day when they do a batch report that the tip money comes to $8,000 for eight waiters and waitresses, I'm just obviously a crazy number, but just for simple math purposes, do they each get $1,000 cash out of the register and the restaurant keeps the electronic payment? Or does the restaurant give them a check based on the tip amount and then they're 1099 for their tips? I don't know.
That's a great question. Maybe a waiter or a waitress can reach out.
Yeah, I'd love to know the answer to that.
Say, like, at the end of the night, when you get tipped out, if everyone's paying by credit card, are you getting cash or not?
Mm-hmm. Because I will tell you the opposite, quite frankly. If now I think they, I don't know. I wouldn't give them less.
In fact, you're still going, I'm a 20% at least guy. If I have a decent service, I'm giving 20%. If the person goes above and beyond, I'll pop them a little bit
Absolutely.
More.
Absolutely. Yeah, that to me doesn't really, but I think it's good news for them if they heard that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so hopefully, I think I want that to pass. Why not?
Why not? Good for the waiters and waitresses.
Yeah.
I think, anyway.
Do you think you could do that job?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
Not interested either. It is a lot, and not because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's a lot on your feet, which for me and my back, not great. And the hours are long, and you have to deal with a-holes. I'm sure a lot of people are great, but boy, there are people that are just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, when you get a good waiter or waitress, like, exceptional. It's like, wow, this is like they do a really nice job.
Yeah. That's why I asked you that question a few weeks ago. Like, what's the most important thing when you go to a restaurant? Is it the service? Is it the food? Is it the timeliness of your night out? And that is a big part of it. You know, you have a great waiter or waitress. Even if the meal isn't as good as you wanted or it takes a little longer than you'd like, they make up for it. You know, it's a big deal.
I've been doing this thing where I go, like I did this at a sushi place last week, and I did it at a Mexican place a couple weeks prior to that, where I say to the waiter or waitress, what do you recommend? And then I take them up on it. And they've made very good recommendations.
That's good. There you go. Not bad. I don't think I've ever asked for a recommendation. I should.
Oh, I think like when I was at the sushi place or the Mexican place, there were a lot of dishes that I was like not familiar with. Like, what are these even?
Right. You ever ask for a recommendation and they just like shrug their shoulders?
I feel like most of the time they've had an answer, even if they weren't convincing with it.
They give you some sort of a response.
Yeah, or what I'll do is if I'm between two things, where I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get the salmon or the beef brisket, I'll say, of the salmon or the beef brisket. And a lot of times they'll be definitive.
Right.
They'll be like, the beef brisket.
How many times, you go out mostly Friday and Saturdays, right?
Yeah.
How many times would you say you order something different? And I'm assuming your choices are limited to salmon, steak, or chicken.
I'll go pork chop sometimes.
Oh, you? Okay. Yeah. Well, it's different. But you're past the point of getting a chicken parm or a veal parm or a linguine and clam sauce or a penne and vodka.
Yes.
No chance.
Little chance. I might occasionally do like a bolognese as long as it has some sort of like protein meat in it. Then I'll be more likely to do that.
Got it.
Yeah. when you asked what's the most important part about going out to a restaurant, it's does the coffee cup have a mouthwash pouch on it? Because at the end of the night, I want a mouthwash
pouch. That
is
true. Well, that's why they usually give you chocolate mint candies.
Yeah, they do. Those are nice.
A lot of places. Not
all. Chocolate mint.
A lot of places,
nice. Though.
And they have the mints on the way out the door and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember the diners used to do that?
Yes.
And people would just put their hands
oh,
in.
Oh, disgusting diner
people. We all
people.
Did, too. I know.
Yeah, I know. So foul.
That's why when they started putting the spoon in.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. But some people still filthy animals.
Yeah, no. When you get the ones that are in the two chocolate mint ones that are in the individually
yes,
wrapped.
Yes, in the white
the
wrapper.
Yeah, that's the best. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. Tomorrow, we will be live 1 hour later at 6 a.m. live from DJ's in Belmar. Until then, sure!
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.